Morena koutou, welcome back to the show. Now, what you might not know is that this week is Music Therapy Week 2022. And I'm very excited to have on the line with me right now, registered music therapist, Kim Wade. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Is it
trying to find my voice this morning?
That's that's okay. big week for, I guess, music therapists out there.
Yeah, it is a really big week. We just had an event last night, which was an open day for music therapists, for Southern Music Therapy, and so people came and saw our new clinic, which was really exciting. And then tomorrow we've got, in Christchurch, we've got an open day as well for the Cantabrainers Choir, so people can just come along and see what the choir's all about. And then just throughout New Zealand, there's a whole pile of different events going on, so it's pretty exciting.
I guess a good place to start, really, is, I'm sure you can explain this probably to a very high level, but at its most basic, what kind of is music therapy?
So a music therapist uses music as a tool to help people with to achieve their goals. So it could be rehabilitation goals, it could be quality of life goals. A music therapist has a master's degree, so we're registered allied health professionals like a physio or an occupational therapist or a speech therapist. And so, for example, I work with people to help with their rehabilitation goals. So I work with people who have had a stroke or a traumatic brain injury, and I might use music as I use music as a tool to help them to regain their speech again or regain their ability to be able to walk. So I work with in collaboration with speech therapists and in collaboration with physios.
God, that, I mean, I could pick your brain for hours about this. But
I could also talk about it for hours, but I'll try not
to. So what would the average week as a music therapist kind of look like for you? Do you do work at like a hospital, or do you have a clinic?
So I own a private practice called Southern Music Therapy. So at the moment we have 6 music therapists. So we have 3 clinics throughout Christchurch. We have one at Hohepa in Barrington, which is people with intellectual disability. And then we have 2 in, one in Papa Nui and one at St. John of God. And they're more for our adults with neurological conditions or our children with complex needs. And then we also work, so I also work at Burwood Hospital, which is in the subacute rehab area. And then we also work in the community. So lots and lots of different places. There's not many music therapists in New Zealand that work in one place. We quite often are in a different place each day. It's a pretty varied job.
must keep things interesting, I can imagine.
It's an incredible job. I highly recommend it.
So I guess there's probably a lot of it, but what does kind of the research say about the power of music?
Yeah, so it's really awesome because there is a lot more research coming out in recent years because of the way that the technology has changed. So we're able to see a lot more proof, for lack of a better word, on scans about what areas in the brain are activated through music. And so we have a really good understanding of music as a tool beyond enjoyment and entertainment. So we know that music is processed in a variety of areas throughout the entire brain. And so those different aspects can help us to target what the goal is for a client. So, for example, I work a lot with people to regain their speech again after a stroke, say if they've had aphasia. And so your language is processed in, usually in the left hemisphere of your brain, whereas music is processed throughout the brain. So we're able to use and activate different pathways to help people to be able to exaggerate, sing, speak, and then to be able to use some of that to be able to say sentences and regain some of their speech again. So I mean, that's a massive conversation. That's it in a nutshell, hopefully.
God, this is so interesting.
Yeah, it's a really, really interesting job.
So, Music Therapy Week, what is this about for you guys? Is it bringing more awareness to the profession or awareness to music therapy in of itself? Or what's the motivation behind it?
We try and have a theme every year, but a lot of it is definitely about just the mahi that music therapists do and just giving a bit of an excuse really for us to say, hey, look, this is us, this is what we do, giving more awareness to what we do, but also so that people know that they can access music therapy. I think that every year, like we just had an event yesterday, and every year I always have a couple of people that come up to me and say, wow, we didn't even know this is a thing. Can we please refer my son, or can we please refer my father? And just getting that awareness out there. But at the same point, awareness to people that this is a potential job for someone. So if someone is musical, I mean, we're all quite highly trained musicians, but also have that really caring side, that therapeutic side is highly important. And so go and do that master's degree and come and be a music therapist, because, I mean, as a business owner for me, I'm having to look outside New Zealand for music therapists at the moment.
Wow.
And so, yeah, we need more people to train. So.
So for our listeners out there who might be interested in what you've had to say, what events this week should they be attending?
Probably the event yesterday, unfortunately. There's also, we are having an open day for the Cantabrainers Choir tomorrow, which is a choir for people with neurological conditions, and that is at Mary Potter Community Centre at 10 a.m. on Wednesday. Otherwise, throughout New Zealand, just look up musictherapy.org.nz, and there'll be a whole pile of different events on there, or have a look at the Facebook page. Or you can look up Southern Music Therapy as well if you want to find out more. And we have other events throughout the year that people can come and find out more as well.
Well, Kim, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It is so cool what you do, and it's so fascinating. And you totally deserve a week of recognition as well. So, please enjoy your week.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
And that was Kim Wade, registered music therapist. God, it must be such an interesting profession. Anything about the brain, I think, must be really interesting once you get into the nitty gritty of it. Anyway, it's Music Therapy Week. So, you know, if you want to do something interesting with your life, consider it maybe, if you're a bit of a muso.